Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this. What day is it?
You don't know.
Friday Eve, babe.
You know, my headphones just went out completely. So when you push this headphone button instead of turn the volume, it goes to mute. I didn't know that. I just learned that today.
Do you think that's because you had to tie?
That's what you learn now.
Yeah. You had to tie two different headsets together, and maybe it's just shorting out because of the size of your noggin?
Could have been.
There we go.
Could have been. You should have stopped me before I did that because you heard me turn it yesterday.
I'm going to let you make your own mistakes. I'm not here to help you.
Oh, man.
God, we are a-holes to each other.
It's fun, though. It's fun. There's nothing wrong with that.
It doesn't stop after the show, either. It's just nonstop ball busting throughout the week.
Speed bag. So I posted this. I said, Rashawn, are you going to Dallas for the Ravens-Cowboys preseason game?
God bless that kid.
I want to give you his response, guys. He says, that's going to be Cooper Rush homecoming. It's going to be one of the most anticipated preseason games of all time.
I'm having a hard time now deciphering when he's being serious and not.
That's how he wants it.
Yeah, yes, it is.
That's the genius.
Hold on.
That's the genius of Rashawn.
Is that how he wants it, or is that what happened
no,
and he just went
that's
with
how,
it?
That's okay. How he wants it.
Okay. And he trolls us every day.
Exactly.
It's hilarious.
His whole life is trolling everybody, yes. Not just us.
You tell me, like, he's a Rhodes Scholar or something? He's been doing this, and he's traveling the country teaching?
We're not going that far.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. I saw some BG&E guys working outside my house. They were busting their ass, so I knew that wasn't Rashawn. That crew.
Was somebody watching?
Yeah, no.
It may have been him.
Unless he was sitting in the truck.
Yeah, he was in the truck calling Rich Eisen.
Yeah. No, he's calling the Dallas Morning Show.
I'll be out in a minute. Oh, it was this morning. It was this morning?
I don't know. No, this was...
He was just on Pat Boyle. He gave you a shout-out, Ed.
Oh.
He did?
Yeah, he said, yeah, I've been telling my boy Ed Norris up there that the Knicks are frauds and they're going to blow the series.
He did. He texted me last night.
Yeah, he literally just said this 10 minutes ago.
You're kidding.
They did lose last night, didn't they?
Yes.
It's 3-2 now?
Yes. He sends me this thing of red, you know, play a police like fraud alert. He goes, I'm sorry, I had to. It's
like, you knew they were going to win the next home game. The
yeah,
Celtics.
I assume
you knew they were going to. I mean, so they go back to New York, they don't wrap this up in game six.
The Celtics are one of the best teams in the league without Jason Tatum. Like, yeah. You know, it's not like, I get it how important he is, but you got to understand that's a loaded team defensively. You had the sixth man of the year in Peyton Pritchard, who was off the charts ridiculous this year.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at the other guys. Health is a concern with some of the other players, but
Porzingis.
Yeah, that's a loaded team even without him. So This is what we've talked about too, Rob, but like you know it as well as I do. When the home team or the favorite loses the, you know, you're down 3-1, you've got the option. You got to go home, handle business. Revert the pressure back to them to win at home, and then it comes back to you to win in game seven. So.
Yeah, over in six.
Okay, I mean.
I think this thing is over in six.
I hope so for the Knicks. Case. I don't want to watch the Celtics move on, especially without Tatum. I mean, I know they're good enough, but this is one of those years where it's like, okay, let's see some new blood. And something that someone said to me yesterday, the day before, and I forgot to bring it up on air. It's like, if you look at all the teams that are losing, aren't those all the guys that played in the Olympics? Aren't those all the guys that, you know, when you look at all the vets and how, like, just busted up they are? Like, they're all tired. They're all out. We're going, oh, man, what's wrong with this guy? Jokic was in the Olympics playing for, you know, his country. Think about it. Like, I'm not saying all of them, but most of them.
SGA wasn't on the Olympics.
He was on the Canadian team, yeah. I'm saying, but not all of them, most of them. Think about it. LeBron, Steph, all those.
You think that has anything to do with them being old? They're old.
But it's old and playing more basketball is what I'm saying. You're playing in times you
wouldn't. So you're not saying just the Olympics. You're saying the older guys playing in the Olympics. Okay, all right. I don't want to deter people playing. You know what I like to deter?
What?
You from sitting in that chair. Come on, man. Switch the chairs, for goodness sakes.
I did. Somebody brought the damn thing back over. I had the one chair that had tape all over my ass. I told these people, you people at Odyssey, these chairs suck. I feel like this is the office. Like, they want to fix the printer or the copier, and I want the damn chairs.
That's funny. Yeah. That they would fix the copier. They ain't fixing nothing, man. What are you talking about? Nothing's getting fixed.
We got chairs, no WD-40. We got headsets, don't work. What do you need?
I need you to stop squeaking that chair.
What do you want me to do?
It's annoying me.
Well, then I'm going to keep doing it then.
Jeez, man.
Eddie! That was just
now. That just sounds like something else.
Well,
oh my goodness, it does. Jeez.
Oh no, they're British. Glorious, masterful, brilliant.
Oh, sorry. You guys aren't on. You make Joe. When do you hit I-95? Well, 695. You hit it before
I-95? I-43.
Yeah, he doesn't hit 95. He just goes
I don't
43.
Go on I-5. Take 43 over to 695.
On I-95, coming this way right past the 95 exit,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how this happened, but it was like 3 fire trucks, and the traffic was just backed up probably about a mile.
So a tractor trailer fell over.
How did it fall? Because the rail, the metal rail mm-hmm. that separates the road from that grassy area didn't break, didn't bend. The trailer was on the other side of the rail, and there was no damage to the rail. I don't know what happened. I don't know whether it went in there early and went all the way up, but where the tractor trailer was, the rail was untouched.
Do you remember my story from yesterday? We're talking about traffic, my 1,000-mile journey with all these crazy accidents.
Yeah.
Car in Georgia. Against the rail, on the grassy side, on a slope, no break in the rail, no entrance. I don't know how it got there.
Yeah.
Because traffic was backed up forever. This was a small sedan, but it's like, how does that happen? Would you launch yourself over the rail and slide down the hill?
Because there was no traffic around me. I just kind of glanced to the left. I'm like, wait a minute. How did it get over there?
Hey, Boss Hog, was it the Duke boys again?
It was the South.
Yeah. Damn Duke boys again. Oh, no, I messed up my headset.
No, you didn't. Oh. Everybody's getting that static.
This, it's funny. The afternoon guys talked about this yesterday.
Uh-huh. Static?
Yes.
It will stop you.
Okay. I'm telling you now, this is not going to work for me.
Yeah, I already know it's not going to work for
this Rob. This is not going to work for me.
Apparently, it doesn't go over the air. Only we hear it.
But so I heard them talking about it. Unless we're taking phone calls or having a guest, just take the headset.
I'm taking these headphones off. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. This is what we have to do. We're contractually obligated to recap the Orioles-Twins games yesterday. So we'll do that at 7 o'clock. How about just wait till the next hour? I don't feel like doing it right now. All right. But on the other side, reactions to the Ravens' 2025 schedule. Which games stick out to you? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
NFL schedule release. All right, Ed, tell me the truth. Yes. How much of it did you watch?
None.
I didn't think so.
Told you what you were going to watch.
When did you see the Ravens schedule? Did you go online?
Yeah.
Because they sent us an email last night. What time did the email come? Email came at 8:06 last night. I saw my phone binged. I said, well, there's a schedule. No need for me to watch. That's all I cared about. Which one of you are happy about the Thanksgiving Day game?
Me.
I'm not.
That's the one I called. If you remember.
You said it.
I said that. I said Bengals Thanksgiving.
I know. I dog cussed you last night when it happened.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, because it means we don't get off Black Friday.
See, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. You didn't think that through, Ed.
I did not.
You did not think it through. When you said it, I'm like, why are you? Don't predict this. Don't speak it into existence.
Yeah.
What's my favorite holiday?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
You're effing with Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. That's my favorite. You could take all the other holidays away, and I'll be fine. We got plenty of vacation days. Don't mess with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
When I get off,
I do like Black Friday off though.
When I get off Wednesday,
yeah.
I don't want to see anybody until Monday.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's a great holiday. The night before is great. That's my favorite night of the year. Is it drinking night?
It's the biggest drinking night of the year.
Yeah.
I open up me a bottle. You every year open up a bottle of Brooke Lottie.
Yeah.
Start the big green egg. Start smoking the turkey.
You like the potty?
Outside. Put my Bluetooth speaker on. Listen to some old school. Lionel Richie with the Commodores. I ain't dancing on no ceilings. And that's my night.
Hello.
And I don't want to see anybody else until Monday. And now you're messing with my holiday. I ain't like it.
Yeah, they sure did. That is a big deal for it. Well, you know, they can put in somebody else.
What, here? They ain't getting off a day after a Ravens
Monday
game.
Morning quarterback? Are you kidding me?
My whole family died. The Ravens played yesterday. What do you want us
Monday
to do?
Monday morning, the quarterback is sponsored. Every segment.
It's sponsored.
Every segment. Ravens start off. This is the second year in a row. I was on a station in Cleveland, and I told them the second year in a row the Ravens have started the season on the road against the team that they lost to in the playoffs. Last year, the Chiefs. This year, the Bills.
What is it? 5 of their first 6 games are playoff teams?
Yeah. The Browns, week 2, are the only one that's not.
So, I guess the things that I look for, the back-to-back road games, who do you play after you play the Steelers? You get the Steelers at the end of the year for one. You play the Browns, I believe, after the other one. But the hard parts about the schedule are road games at the end of the year. And I think the last two opponents you have, what is it, Packers and Steelers? A little bit difficult. Beginning of the year, it's a lot of tougher opponents. You don't have to come out 5-1. If you weather that storm, I still think this is probably a 12-13 win team easily. Barring injury.
They have a lot of home games to start the season. They could get a nice record going. They get that stretch in the middle with 3 road games, but
Let me ask you this, guys. Other than Thanksgiving Day, Jeremy, what's the game that jumps off the page for you? If there's one game.
I mean, it's hard to not get past opening night, at least for me. I would say I'm very intrigued to see him play the Lions. Me I want to see what the Lions look like without Ben Johnson. If it's a lot like here, where they found an offensive coordinator that's going to run a similar offense, like when Mike McDonald left and then all of a sudden Zach Orr comes in, you're like, okay, initially the honeymoon phase there wasn't great. And then you're like, oh, things are working out now once, you know, obviously things came in to
play. When DPs came in.
Yep.
Ed, so, one game, if you had to have one game that jumps off the page, it's what game?
For me, it was the Lions game.
Okay.
Because that's, you know, I've been intrigued by the Lions for years. I think they're really, really good. And, I mean, they came, you know, a whisper from going to the Super Bowl.
I'm going with a non-primetime game, but it's a national game. Mm-hmm. I'm going at Kansas City. That game jumps off the page to me. Because, number one, reports of Kansas City's demise, once again, very premature. They lost in the Super Bowl. They're so bad that they lost in the Super Bowl. Yes. Okay,
it's that's coming. All bad. That's it's all coming. Though,
it, is.
Yeah.
It is. It's always coming. It's it all. It's always coming.
Look, Patriots. Eventually, you're going to be
20
right.
20 years later, yeah. Patriots.
It's funny. I've been talking the Chiefs' demise for 2 years. Uh-huh. I've been wrong. Eventually, I'm going to be right.
So it's like, so I don't think it's time yet. It's still one of the top three teams in the AFC, top five teams in the NFL. That game jumps off the page for me because. Them going to Kansas City. I love the fact someone was complaining to me yesterday because they got to go to Kansas City and Buffalo. Yes, I love it. I love it. Isn't that what you want to be playoff tested, battle tested? They have to go to a hostile environment knowing you want to win this game, but if you lose this game, you got next week. I'd rather play them on the road then.
I hope they give Josh Allen the MVP trophy before that game. And then watch Lamar come out. Yeah, watch Lamar come out and then show you why he should have been the MVP again.
I got a very good Lamar Jackson story in shovels for you guys.
Ooh.
Very interesting. He's not getting the shovel, though.
Is it the guy he killed in, was it Raising Canaan?
Man, he was cold-blooded in that, man.
What?
Lamar killed somebody.
I didn't watch it. Hold on.
In Raising Canaan.
Thank you.
In Raising Canaan. And then
what happened?
And then they asked him. The dude said, "You a big boy? What they feed y'all in New Jersey?" He said, "New York guys." I forgot.
Was that what Diddy said, or was that? Oh, never mind.
Forgot. I couldn't get the whole line on that.
Different kind of food.
He didn't look bad. I think they're setting up the role, in my opinion, to where he's gonna have the opportunity to come back because he's kind of a hitman. He's a hitman.
Okay. Well,
he can come back. He survived it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Joe, is there one game that, other than Thanksgiving, that jumps off the page? I wish we could take Thanksgiving game off the page, but one game that jumps off the page for you.
I guess the Kansas City game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that we have a bunch of 425 games.
I do too.
Especially the Cleveland one. That's nice that it's. It's still a Sunday one. It's a division game, and I don't think they're going to be very good. So,
can I tell you where
Green Bay will be cool. I'd be interested to see if it's a Saturday or a Sunday.
Okay,
I was just going to say, can I tell you where my mind's at? And I don't think anybody thinks
like
me.
A lot of playoff teams in this schedule.
Yeah,
ton.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, at three different games this year, you get to see the best wide receivers in football. You get the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the road, right? At Vikings and then you get the primetime game with Jamar Chase.
Twice against them. Yeah.
Play the Rams too.
Are the Dolphins going to be any good this year? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I have a feeling that they're going to be really, really bad. I got a feeling that Tyreek Hill is going to absolutely implode. Yeah. I have that feeling. I don't know what it is, but I'm not feeling them this year.
It sucks. You get them on a short week, though. That's the one game that you go, oh my God, we play them on a Thursday night on a short week.
I think there's a coaching change during the season in Miami.
Do you?
And hear me out. I don't think he's a bad coach. I don't think that. I think he's a guy who's a coach, player's coach, with players on his team.
That he got too close with?
Yes.
The Cliff Kingsbury thing that happened in Arizona where he and Kyler Murray had the same agent.
I'm glad you point that up. Yeah. You know why? Kyler Murray, Tariq Hill are not guys that you can be player coaches to because they take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain players that when you're a player's coach, their version of taking advantage of it is they're going to uplift you and make sure everything's cool because they don't want to change you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got it cool. we got it real good here. Chill out.
You know, the other problem with this is, like, in my opinion, when you look, because Mike McDaniel to me is, I think he's brilliant.
He's a genius.
I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. It does not mean he's going to be a great head coach, because I see some of the same thing, sitting over there vaping with his freaking capri pants on and whatever else, like hanging out with the players, joking. He's a very interesting guy, but you're right about the egos that you have, especially one like Tariq Hill. And then on top of it, you marry yourself to the quarterback. And I think initially we all were like, I don't know what Tua is. But yeah, you have to. And that's why a lot of coaches get fired. Like Brian Daboll's like, you guys made me keep Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Like, that's not who I wanted. And now he's got to sell himself that Jackson Dart's going to be his guy, because if Jackson Dart's not, then Brian Daboll is not going to be coaching the Giants that long.
And I don't know what Brian Daboll did, but he did a great job of convincing them, hey, you got to let me come to the next quarterback, because I didn't want that cat.
Yeah.
Some people say, you're right, you were right about that quarterback, but you're going with him.
Because they traded back in and got him.
You're going with him. Yeah, he was able to convince them, hey, man, give me the quarterback I want and I'll show you. And I think he will.
But do we – so, again, like, sometimes it doesn't mean the guy's a bad coach. Like, okay, I'll give you an example where a guy was a bad coach. Josh McDaniel told you he could turn Tim Tebow into a, you know, a great quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, that guy sucks. Not Tebow. Josh McDaniel. Anyway, but, like, when you get married to that guy, you're stuck. Like, it's like, I got to make this work, or I got to make this decision that's really tough and get rid of this guy and bring in a new guy. You don't know who the new guy is going to be, and then that could blow up in your face. So – we talk about it. That's why it's the most important position on the field, because you ain't got one, you ain't winning.
That's right. Buffalo Zoe, what's up, man?
Oh. Hey, yeah, I'm on.
Hey, Buffalo Zoe, it's too early to be talking trash, man. It's too early.
Listen, man, I just wanted to let you know, man, there will be no Buffalo slander nor MVP Allen slander, man. That's all I wanted to say.
I mean, look, he was the second best quarterback in the league. It's okay. I just didn't know they gave awards to the second best.
Hey, man, let me tell you, like I said, white Jesus is always going to come out over the top, man.
Always come out on the top?
Hold on. In my neck of the
last I checked, he didn't get in the Super Bowl yet, so he ain't come out on top yet.
Long as he get one before Lamar, that's all I'm saying. Y'all have a good one, man.
Right. See ya.
410-583-1057
in the morning. Starting ready.
Already. O's Twins recap at 7 o'clock. Shovels at 7:15. But on the other side, did the NFL schedule makers treat the Ravens fairly? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I know we do this at the end of the show normally, but when you are the GOAT, we don't wait to the end of the show. Happy birthday, happy 50th birthday to Ray Lewis. Birthday today.
Happy birthday.
410-583-1057. Big 5-0 Ray.
May you be able to make your oranges be peaches. even a blind squirrel can find a meal.
Ed, did the schedule makers treat the Baltimore Ravens fairly, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think they did. It's a tough schedule, but it's a good team.
It's a team they got
to
play.
That's what you have to play when you're seeded like that. I mean, yeah, I think it's a fair schedule. It's a hard schedule, but I think it's fair.
Jeremy.
Well, I think it's fair. I mean, you got to look at things. They didn't get – the only things I hate are the international games, because I think it throws off everything. Where you're playing them, do you get the bye week afterwards?
They don't have one, do they?
That's what I'm saying. They don't have any of those. So, like, and then I look at the back-to-back road games. Do you end up getting 3 road games in a row?
Yep.
Are you facing all your tough opponents at once? You know, all those things. I think it's, look, it's a fair schedule because of who you're playing and the team you have. But it is going to look a little bit more difficult when you look at all the playoff teams that are there. I don't think this is an easy division, but I do think the Ravens are head and shoulders above the rest of the teams.
One thing I don't like, big time. I think I would like the bye to be a little later. They got to finish the season with 11 straight games. I wish the bye were maybe week 10.
Yeah.
Give them a little break then. That's a tough run. You hope they win the division, because if not, then they go 12 in a row or 13 in a row. I would like to have the bye a little bit later. Other than that, I'll go back to what Ed said. The schedule is the schedule. It's not like the NFL said, hey, you know what? Make the Ravens play the Chiefs this year. Make the Ravens. No, this is who they have to play.
Yeah, you know who it is already.
You know, you knew who was coming. Here we go.
Like, everything's predetermined, including the teams that you're playing that aren't. It's like you're going to play.
We're playing the NFC North, which is the best division in football right now.
But I'm saying the two games outside of it. It's like you're playing the first place team from this division. You're playing the first place. So that's the only thing you don't know until the end of the season, and then you know.
There you go. So I don't. The only thing you can do is, like you say, stack. Well, when you're in first place, you can't worry about when your tough opponents are because you're in first place.
Yeah.
So you're going to play all of those teams. So, yeah, five of the first six games against last year's playoff teams. Well, that's what you get for being so damn good.
That NFC North is not a weak team in that division.
No, it's not.
So they got you're playing them because that's the one you have to face this year, and they're all good.
So. Yeah. Oh,
let's go to West Baltimore and get Shiloh. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Hey, look, I rushed to 7-Eleven to get my coffee. It ain't like I need coffee. I'm already hyped 2 o'clock in the morning even when I'm sleep. No hey, doubt. Rob, real fast, Rob. Hey, Rob. Let me say this, man. Let me get it out, Rob.
Go ahead.
Let me get it out first.
Go ahead.
Let me get it out.
Tell us.
Rob, you asked a question, right?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think it's fair. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, they went on the road last year, right, and played Kansas City, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how you come back the very next year, you got to go back on the road to play Buffalo? Because first of all, you played Buffalo in the playoffs at Buffalo. Okay, that game was determined to a one-play game. Ain't like Buffalo Mollywoppers, right? So what I think is they should have came here and to prove who can beat the game. Because at the end of the day, Rob, no, it's not fair. And on top of that, let me ask you something real fast. Right? All right, look, what I'm saying is, even with Kansas City, we played Kansas City and Kansas City last year. Why Kansas City can't come in? I'm saying at the end of the day, I don't think that it's fair because if you go back to 23, Rob, real fair, hold up. If you go back to 23, they played, that was a real hard schedule. And they mollywhopped almost everybody, right? You come back 24, you get a hard schedule. 25 in the beginning of the schedule. It's a hard schedule. Yeah, they're a good team. But let me ask you a question real fast, Rob. Look, how do Dallas, it ain't about Dallas, it's about Baltimore. But ask this question, Rob. If Zach Prescott don't be the quarterback of the Cowboys, right? Because how do Dallas get 6 prime time games?
Yeah.
No, at the end of the day, no, it's not fair. You can say what you want to say, but it's not fair. Buffalo should be coming here point blank. Thanks a lot for getting my call. Let me drink my coffee, man.
Well, the reason that they went to Buffalo is Buffalo had a better record last year. So that was decided at the end of the season. But whether you're playing this team, you can look now, a couple years ahead to see who you're playing on the road and home. You can look, you can see that. These are your road teams and your home teams. We knew last year that they were going to have to go to Kansas City. It's not anything new. Rob?
Yes.
Sorry, he asked you a bunch of questions.
Did he?
You missed at the end. We said, all right, now let's go have my coffee.
Yeah, go have my coffee. Oh, boy. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn.
Yeah.
What's up, Rashawn?
What's up, fellas? Good morning, man. Good morning.
Yeah,
fraud
man.
Alert. Fraud alert. Fraud alert. What up, Ed?
I like that call better when you were on Pat Boyle's show, Rashawn.
You said what about it?
I like that joke better when it was on Pat Boyle's show 40 minutes ago.
Okay, man.
Hey, Rashawn. I told people you said it's going to be the most anticipated preseason game in history.
Yeah, it is, though, man.
The Cowboys and the Ravens because of Cooper Rush.
No, I was telling people this morning, I'm like, listen, man, y'all want to go to Dallas, for the Cowboys and Ravens game? And then, we started looking at tickets, and they were like, why the tickets so high? I was like, because of our quarterback. They love with Lamar Jackson. I'm like, no, Cooper Rush is coming back to Dallas. It's just, man.
Rashawn, why did it look like Dustin was pulling more girls than you than Nashville? Why was that?
No, that was just what I got on camera, man. I can't show you the stuff I didn't get on camera.
Well, you apparently have us already.
Evidently, you don't want to show us what you pulled on camera.
Hey, man,
that's called evidence.
Yeah,
Dustin here. Yeah, he has.
They need love too, though, Rashawn.
He paid by the pound.
Fives and sixes. But, hey, listen. About the schedule, man.
You get two of them. You got 10.
Exactly, man. Hey, man, about the schedule. The only thing I don't like about it, man, is that early bye. And
me either. Yeah.
And also, why the hell we only got 4 primetime games?
It'll change.
Because Dallas needed 6.
No, Dallas got 8 of them, man. No disrespect, though,
they got
man.
Six.
They got 6?
They got 6.
Lamar Jackson is must-see TV, though. So I don't see how a team like the Dolphins got 5 primetime games over the Ravens.
Rob, is it fair to say, Rashawn is the Fupa King of Nashville?
Yeah, that's fair.
Hey.
Fupa King. Hey, listen, a Nashville 4, man, it's like a Baltimore 8, though. I'm letting you know that right now, though.
Oh, Nashville's a blast, though, man.
It is, man. Shout out to the Honky Tonk Central, man. Honky Tonk Central is one of the best bars down there,
I can imagine him at Honky. You know what? Next time you go to Nashville, please let me know. I just want to go and watch. I'm not with you. I'm just going to sit over and you let me know what bars you're at, and I just want to people watch.
And you can watch all night. You can sit in the corner wherever you go.
I ain't like Nashville.
Too crowded?
Oh, yeah.
It's too crowded. Nobody goes there anymore.
No, it's not too crowded. I think it's overrated. I've been there a long time, but I've gone to Nashville. I think it's very, the people are exceptionally nice, but
everything I like about Nashville is off Broadway. The Broadway is where everybody goes because it's packed, but I like off the beaten path.
Nashville is two things that I don't particularly care for:
cowboy boots and country music.
Oh, I love cowboy boots.
You own any?
I love them.
I never see you wear them.
I like to see other people wear them.
Oh.
You like cowboy boots?
I like to see other people wear them.
Alan Blackson?
Different gender.
Wait, cowboy boots?
Two things I'm not a fan of: cover bands and country music. Oh. And that's all Nashville.
I like it.
To me, cover band, there are a couple of cover bands that I really do like. I'm not saying all of them. There are a couple here, local. I really do like. Was it Kanye, Twitty? I love them. The Amish people.
Yeah.
I love them.
Amish Outlaws.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
But for the most part,
hip-hop songs.
For the most part, it is a cover band's glorified karaoke.
Except they're supposed to be good at it. The thing I love about people in Nashville is like you go up and you make a request. And then on the spot, those guys are putting, usually they'll say, hey, we don't know that one. Let's do this. It's similar. But when you put in a request for a live band, they go, okay, let's play it.
And they didn't do that for me. Well, I said, Tupac, I ain't mad at you. I ain't do nothing to you.
You got to put 20 in the bucket. And then all of a sudden you're like, Tupac, let me see what else we can get you. Here's Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You.
Exactly.
Here's Nitty Gritty Dirt Man's Fishing in the Dark for the seventh time.
I like Nashville, but I don't know why people are ripping a hair over it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, you got to go to Nashville. Why?
Because it's all the young women, the bachelorette parties. So like this, I'm surprised that, like, you know, single guys, it's like, hey, that's where I want to go. There's so many, you know, fish in the pond there. Mm-hmm. But actually, fish in a barrel. Hey, there's one. There's one. And then it's weird. Like, the bachelorette parties, they get insane down there. That's why the funniest thing they had is when they did the schedule release. Who was the team that did it this year where they go around and they asked, what's this team? And somebody's like, oh, that's the Flying Chickens or what, you know, they don't know the names of the team. So it's funny. But like down there, those girls were so upset they came for their bachelorette party and the NFL draft was there the same weekend. Just busted everything because you can't get in anywhere.
That's bad planning. That's their fault. Shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, Derrick Henry gets the TV extensions. We'll chime in up next on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Eric Henry gets a two-year deal, guaranteed $25 million. I'm not even going to waste my time and ask Ed how he feels about this.
You know how I feel.
Yeah, we do. We all know how you feel about it. Two reasons. You love Derrick Henry. You love running backs.
Yes.
So he could have signed a 10-year deal. You would have justified it.
100%. I'd be defending him in court.
Jeremy, you like this deal?
Of course. I mean, you have to. So if you're looking at it from the standpoint of if you saw the things that were going around yesterday, running backs over 30, who's had the best season, and Derrick Henry's had the best one. Curtis Martin was second, but you didn't see a lot of names up there after 30. It wasn't like 33. You know, I think he's different, though, because of how much he's taken care of himself. And if you look at it, the weird thing is, like when Ray Rice came to the Ravens, he was touching the ball like 300 and some times at Rutgers. Like they were just beating that kid into the ground. That wasn't happening with Derrick Henry. And if you go look at his first couple years in Tennessee,
it didn't happen then.
Yeah, they didn't just bust the tread off those tires. So. Yeah. I think because of how, and look, injuries happen, that stuff, whatever. If he stays healthy, I think this contract's still going to be worth it. And I can't believe I'm saying that about a running back, but I do think he's a difference maker.
I'm going to throw a curveball to all of that. Why now? Why now? If Derrick Henry has a great year and the Ravens have a great season, Derrick Henry's going to want to stay here. I'm not paying him before I have to. Well, I'm not paying a 30-something-year-old running back before I have to.
It freed up $5 million this year.
For who?
Well, you still have June 1st cuts. You got a lot of things that are coming down.
I'm not paying the 30-something-year-old running back until I have to.
And that $5 million, maybe they're working that and allocating that to extending another player to where it's not, you know, you move some of the money up here. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I understand why they did it. Saquon just got it.
You committed $25 million to a 30-plus-year-old running back before you had to. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it at the end, but I'm paying Derrick Henry when I have to. I don't have to right now.
$25 million guaranteed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's for a 30-something-year-old running back before you have to. I personally, I'm just not doing it. Do I think Derrick Henry is a difference maker? Do I think all those things about it? Absolutely. If you remember, and you were surprised there because you thought I was going to go the opposite when they first signed him. No. I think that was – I loved when they signed. You put Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in the backfield together. My thoughts was, who's going to stop him?
Yeah.
That's still my thought.
What are you going to plan for?
Yeah, but I still just wouldn't pay him. I don't think it's a bad contract. It's just a contract that I wouldn't give him until I had to. I just wouldn't.
Yeah, but you run the risk of waiting to give it to him, and then now he's a free agent, and he wants to go somewhere else.
If he's having a great year, if he has two great years here and they win, I don't think he wants to go anywhere.
You just made that man happy, gave him $25 million up front, guaranteed, right? And I think it had to happen because of what happened with Saquon. It's like James Cook was – poor James Cook. That son of a bitch was the first one to respond. Congrats, bro. Why won't the Bills pay me what I deserve?
Because they don't have to yet. That's my point. I'm not paying a running back until I have to.
You might be smart business-wise, but I think after – I do think that this is something that should have been done. You're setting yourself up. You're keeping your guys together, and your offense should be – built around this running game, and there's no bigger cheat code in the NFL than that mesh point between Lamar putting that ball in Derrick Henry's belly, leaving it there, or pulling it out and doing whatever the hell he wants with it.
Yeah. Do you think he goes to his like Bank of America app and keeps opening it just to look at the number? Could you imagine, I'd check to make sure I have enough to cover lunch. They'll open it up and see.
I had someone really, really well. So, I'm not even going to say the name. Someone left their 401k up in front of me, and I looked at it and went, "Where do you get all them zeros from?" Like it was a ridiculous.
Was it an athlete?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
I'll tell you who it was in the commercial break. But they were showing me something, and I'm looking at their 401k, and I'm going, "Oh my god, what is that? It's like a huge number."
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on Derrick Henry signing the 2-year contract extension? $25 million guaranteed. Did they say how much they gave him up front? Did he have a signing bonus?
Yeah, the $25 million guaranteed, right? So that's
but did he give that to him?
You can
right
give it
now?
To him. No, I don't know if that's what because just because it's guaranteed, you're right. Doesn't mean you have to get it right now.
Right. You know what I mean?
It just means you're
25 million says, I don't have it right now, but I'll put something on it. You know? I'll put something on it. I'll give you five. I just want to know what you got up front. You're right about this. They are the best cheat code in all of football, those two together. You sign guys at times, and you have in your mind who they're going to be and what they're going to be like, and then they come and they're not quite like that.
This
played out exactly how I thought it play out. Those two together played out exactly how I thought it play out. They like followed the script.
And there was some people, oh, he's got nothing left. He's over.
Oh, yeah?
No. Apparently he does.
No. He is. Could he go down as the most, if he does this, lives out this contract, will he go down as the most special running back? I'm not talking about the best, but the biggest freak of a running back
ever. He's different, man. He really is different. Because, first of all, we get the privilege of seeing him in person. Like, you see him up close, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Like,
he's huge.
He's a running back. He's not like a 5'10", 210 back. He's a big man. Like, it's just, he's different.
If I played defense on the Raiders, I'd be like, Derek, you're not practicing today, right? I'm asking for a friend. Let's go to Joppa and get Trey. What's up, Trey?
Morning, fellas.
Morning, man. How are you?
Not bad. Definitely love the signing. Harry's generational. That's just what it is. He's a generational running back. So, I mean, the opportunity for him to possibly retire here, I think he got another year and a half, 2 years, especially with Keaton Mitchell, you know, helping him out this year a little bit. Even Justice Hill. I think he's still got a lot of tread on them tires. One thought I was thinking about was, you know, I think for me at least, one of the themes of this year is going to be, I keep going back to the Buffalo game. How can we win games when we necessarily don't play our best game offensively? I thought the Bills did that. I think a lot of teams figure that out. And, you know, since Lamar's been here, it's kind of been Lamar. You know, people say, Lamar, be Lamar. Well, can we win if Lamar's not Lamar? You know, I think we didn't win a game this year when Lamar did. It's a crazy stat. When he didn't have a quarterback rating of 114. Well, if that's what it takes for us to win, I mean –
Well, see, that's unfair because that's not
they
saying,
won a lot of games and he should have won the MVP.
Well, not just that. I mean, that's a testament to how good he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he won how many games they won last year in the regular season? 12?
Was it 12? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a testament to how good he is. So to say you can't play or you can't win a game when they're not playing their best, when doesn't he play great?
How many games did they blow in the fourth quarter that he played? Like the Raiders game, they were up 10 points and he blew it.
So, yes.
But to what he's saying, though, about, like, this offense and all the things, they didn't punt against the Bills. Let's go back to that. In the playoffs, look at what they scored. They didn't punt. It was a comedy of errors from the drop two-point conversion, the fumble in the middle of the field. I mean, all from Mark Andrews, you don't see. Like, goofy things happening. But going for it on fourth down and not getting it.
I don't understand the mindset of fans when they want to see you fail and win. Can we win ugly? Good. I mean, it's just not good enough. You know what I mean? Mm. Oh, Lamar has to play great in order for us to win. You know what I mean? Cities would love to say they had a quarterback that could play great for 12 games, for 13 games, for you to win all of those games. That's why you pay quarterbacks to be that great. Orioles Twins recap up next on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.